in Acts chapter 2 that David is not yet ascended into heaven. Now, when he died, his spirit returned to God that gave it. But David, the man, was buried. The person is buried. He is not personally and consciously in heaven. Once the spirit leaves the body, you become unconscious. You don't go, your soul does not go with your spirit. Just as when Jesus gave up the ghost, the spirit went to God. But his soul went to hell. As it is written of him, thou shalt not leave his soul in hell. He was buried. Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. If he was in heaven during that time, then it's all a lie. Then when Jesus was talking to Mary Magdalene and he says, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, it's a lie, because he was already this day in paradise with God. It's a nonsense. It's wrong. It's a misunderstanding of the teaching. Jesus Christ, when he died, his spirit, he says, in your hands I commend my spirit. So we know his spirit went to God. But the man went to the grave. Because Jesus, the man, was in the grave. He was not in heaven for 3 days and three nights. Even as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man spend 3 days and three nights in heaven. No. No. Wrong. We're coming up on Luke 16, Luke 17. Pretty soon we'll get to cover those passages that people always use to cast doubt on the teachings of Christ concerning the dead, on the teachings of the apostles concerning the dead, on the teachings of the prophets concerning the dead. But as I will demonstrate, it is all a major mistake. It is all a perversion. The truth is, and the truth will out. No man lights a candle to put it under a basket. God's truth is going to prevail, because it's the truth, and it's going to happen, just as he says.